This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Oregon lawmakers met this week in Salem for legislative days. KLCC's Salem correspondent Chris Lehman joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rachel.
Why did the legislature have this three-day meeting in November?
Well, the legislature meets periodically throughout the year when they're not in session, usually for 3 days at a time. They don't hold any votes on bills, but it's a time for them to catch up on legislation they passed during the last session and to tee up legislation for the next session, which will be in February of 2016.
The School Safety Task Force released their report on Wednesday. What were some takeaways from that?
Well, a couple of interesting recommendations from that task force. One was they recommend a database of floor plans of every school building in Oregon. Apparently, there are more than 3,000 individual school buildings, and they think it would be very helpful for first responders to be able to access, floor plans that show where the entrances and exits are, or stairwells or closets or whatever you can find necessary to think about during an emergency situation. And another recommendation was a statewide anonymous tip line that people could call or text if they suspect that somebody they know, a classmate or a family member, might be on the edge or might be thinking of committing violence either to others or to themselves. So I think those were two of the takeaways. Of course, those have price tags associated with them, drawing up all those floor plans or staffing a tip line. So it remains to be seen whether those recommendations will actually happen.
The governor gave a rare state capitol media press conference on Wednesday and spoke about the State Department of Justice investigation. They're looking into an employee who targeted people who posted about the Black Lives Matter movement on social media. Can you tell us more about that situation?
Well, the governor, in her comments, said she supported Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum's move to hire an outside investigator to find out what actually happened. Of course, anybody can click on a hashtag on Twitter. That's public information. But what's being alleged is that an Oregon Department of Justice investigator basically took it a step further and created files on some people and possibly targeted them for additional investigation merely for expressing what may be considered a political viewpoint on social media. And you can't do that. You can't target people for investigation simply because of a viewpoint. You really have to have evidence of some other criminal activity. And obviously, using a hashtag on Twitter isn't criminal activity.
Another big piece of news about Governor Kate Brown was Tuesday when she announced on Twitter that the state will welcome Syrian refugees. Chris, do you know if there are any refugees coming to Oregon or already here?
Apparently, there is one refugee from Syria. Of course, there are refugees from other countries that have arrived in Oregon over the years and will apparently continue to do so. The governor pointed out that the state is rather limited, as it were, in terms of what influence they can have on where the federal government allows refugees to settle. Of course, there's also the practical matter of, neighboring states, California and Washington, aren't closing their doors either. And we have this thing called Interstate 5, which allows people to drive around. So whether it was for altruistic reasons or simply practical matters, the governor said that refugees from Syria and anywhere else may continue to come to Oregon.
It has been a pretty busy week in Salem. I understand you're going through another pile of emails from former Governor John Kitzhaber. Any interesting tidbits from those so far?
This batch of emails that the Governor Kate Brown's office released today include some emails from literally the closing days and hours of John Kitzhaber's administration. We see people writing to him unsolicited comments that they support him and wish him well, and the governor making final emails to some policy advisors and trying to dot the I's and cross the T's before he turned over the reins of power to Kate Brown. And so it's interesting to see the closing minutes of his administration as documented by these emails.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for talking with us. Good luck with all the reading you have to do.
Thanks. I better get back to it. You're welcome, Rachel.
Chris Lehman is KLCC's Salem correspondent. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.